Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thanks again and welcome into this week's episode of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. As the man said, son of the legend Billy Casper. And I love that open. I'm happy today. It feels like spring. Opening day of golf season for us here in northern Utah, and it is absolutely a wonderful feeling. The Florida swing is underway as well, and Jake Knapp is giving hope to everyone everywhere. This Florida 59 has finally taken place on the PGA Tour after all of these years, and I'll tell you what, it just brings a smile to your face to watch the highlights of Knapp just driving it down the middle of the fairway, throwing darts in there, rolling in putts from all over the place. And you know what? He barely cracked any kind of emotion all the way along, even after the final putt went in. And it was a two-putt birdie at the last for the 59. And he was smiling a little bit more afterwards and talking about how he tried to keep it in the back of his mind. But, man, that was cool. That was cool to see.
Yeah, he kind of explained coming down the stretch what he needed to do or what he felt he needed to do after he made, I think it was the putt on 15, what he had to do on 16, 17, and 18. And he said he just wanted to continue to play more aggressive, just like he'd been doing all day, and not change anything up. And that's one of the things that you need to remember when you're playing great golf and you want to finish out a great round or whatever, is you continue to play the way you were playing. Don't go into prevent mode. And that's what he did.
It's hard not to. Mark Rolfing was talking on Golf Central afterwards as he was rolling the highlights. And look how calm and composed he looks there as he hits this shot with all the pressure on. And he was talking about like shots into 17 and 18. And I thought, does he know he has pressure? I mean, what is the actual pressure? This is the first round of the tournament. It doesn't mean anything. There's no trophy handed out. There's no money handed out. There's nothing. And yet it's this idea of this score. And we put pressure on because, well, it's a 59, sub 60. We put pressure on because we've never done something before. We put pressure on for whatever variety of different reasons. But at the end of the day, it's the same shot he'd hit if it was his first shot of the day. And so I'm fascinated by the way that great players can put that all behind them and still execute as if there was no pressure. That, to me, is what's fun about watching high-level golf. We'll talk more about it. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Lowe's knows that free is just better. That's why MyLowe's Rewards is free to join. As a member, you earn points towards MyLowe's money on eligible purchases, get exclusive free gifts, and earn free shipping at Silver Key status, all on top of weekly member-only deals. Don't wait. Join MyLowe's Rewards for free today and start saving more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Is that a new Samsung Galaxy A15 5G?
Yeah, I got it for free when I joined Cricket Nation.
Sounds pretty great.
At Cricket, anyone can get a new phone when they switch.
Whoa.
With a high-quality camera, meaning more flattering selfies for all. And super-fast 5G, so you can post them for all to see. Your friends, your family, your ex. Free phone! Free phone!
Okay, I'll switch.
Welcome to Cricket Nation.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. And she's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her driving, just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day.
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort, hosting the Black Desert Championship as the LPGA comes to Utah for the first time in a long time. And we're really excited about that, May 1st through the 4th. Here's your opportunity. We talk about opening day and celebrating the game. How about playing in the Pro-Am with an LPGA player? It's the official Reef Pro-Am, and participants will enjoy an evening of fun on Tuesday at the tee-off party, plus they get the unforgettable day at the Black Desert Resort Championship course on Wednesday as they team up with two different LPGA professionals, one on the front nine and one on the back, which is super cool. I think that's a great way to do it. Yeah. Playing a shamble, so you get your best drive, play your own ball in from there. You get to experience what it's like out there playing the golf course the day before the ladies tee off in the championship. So some great gifting experience, the VIP parking, all kinds of food and beverage and everything like that. Go to blackdesertevents.com for all the details. Blackdesertevents.com, where you can sign up for the pro-ams. They also have, and I just barely heard about this about a year ago, but they have these things called honorary observers. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about that? So you can actually walk inside the ropes and it's you and a guest. So two people, and you're essentially walking along with the scorers and the officials and stuff in with the group. So you get to experience an inside the ropes view of an actual round of competitive golf on the LPGA or PGA Tour. They have these honorary observers. So those are available as well. Some super cool VIP access and get a chance to walk with some of the best players in the world. So those opportunities are available. Go to blackdesertevents.com. Click on VIP experiences. You can also click the hospitality tag as well, and you can drop down and find out about the cabanas that are available if you want to host, if you want to check out some of the skyboxes or the Greater Zion shared hospitality. There's some really cool opportunities, so check that out. And then they're also accepting volunteer applications right now as well. There's a volunteer tab that you can scroll through and see the different options to be able to participate in that. So yeah, really cool stuff. If you're in the area or you want to be a part of it, blackdesertevents.com, and that will take you to the Black Desert Championship, which is the LPGA event coming up May 1st through the 4th. So really, really cool stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be exciting. It's nice to have the LPGA Tour in the spring and the PGA Tour in the fall. And we're very fortunate here in the state of Utah to be able to have both of those.
And I'm putting together a pro-am team, Bob. So if you're listening and you want to play, it's three AMs along with the pro. I think I probably have my team, but if you're like, hey, BT, I'm in, shoot me a note. I would love to have you on there because it's going to be fun. I've always wanted to do it. I think playing with the ladies, and I'll just say this. A lot of people have said to me, I don't know. I think I'd rather play in the PGA. Let me just say this. I've been to a lot of PGA Tour events, and I've been to some LPGA events, not as many. But what I can tell you is my experience at the LPGA is kind of mind-blowing, to be honest with you.
It is. Yep.
I'm shocked at how actively engaging the players are with the officials, the volunteers, the fans, everybody around. Like, there's a genuine appreciation that you are there watching what they're doing. And it is actually kind of fun. I don't want to say that the guys are a little bit spoiled or entitled, so I'm not going to say that. But you just have a little different feeling with the ladies when you're out walking around with them and watching them. And by the way, I feel like if I'm trying to improve my golf swing, I'm watching the ladies. And they have such a rhythm, and the positions that they get that swing in, it feels like something that I can do. It feels like I could try to go that direction. It feels impossible to me to think about trying to swing like Tiger or Rory, because I don't think I'm physically able to do that.
Right.
But when I'm watching Nelly swing, and by the way, I'll straight up tell you, I physically can't repeat Nelly's swing. I'm not as flexible. I'm not as talented, all of that. But the rhythm and what she's doing there is inspiring. And so I just sit and watch that on repeat. Nelly, take it back, through, back, through, back, through. And so anyway, that's why I'm super excited about the LPGA coming and wanting to be a part of it. So anyway, check out blackdesertevents.com for all of the details on that. It's just part of that celebration, Bob, that we started off talking about. So I want to jump into the Cognizant Classic. Round number one, Jake Knapp shoots 59. It's the first 59 in Florida on the PGA Tour. By the way, that kind of blows my mind. You've been around this golf course at PGA National. I have not been around the golf course. I know about the bear trap. I know that, you know, it's difficult. It's often one of the higher scoring averages on the PGA Tour. So people are like, did not expect to see a 59 in this event. But that's not the whole story. It was perfect conditions, right? And when you give these guys perfect conditions, which means no wind, soft greens, there's not a lot you can do when a player like Jake Knapp or anybody on the PGA Tour gets it going like Knapp had it on Thursday.
Well, and a couple of other things that they've done. This golf course was played to a par 70 for quite a long time, and now it's a par 71, so they've added a par 5 or just kept one of the holes as a par 5 instead of a par 4. And then they've overseeded this year with ryegrass for the first time. And what that does is it helps keep the ball in the fairway, basically, because that ryegrass is a little bit more sticky. So in doing that, and then conversely, no wind and that kind of thing, these guys hit it so far, and they hit it so good that, you know, if a guy only misses two fairways and two greens, and he has 25 putts, then you're going to see a really low scores. Now, if you said to Jake Knapp at the beginning of the week, you're going to shoot a 59 on Thursday, he would probably say you're up in the night. But there were a lot of low scores yesterday or in the first round. And it's just something that happens. You know, you still got to hit the shots. You still got to make the putts.
Mm-hmm.
And a 59 is a phenomenal score, and let's celebrate it, man. That's awesome.
Well, that's my next point, is it feels like you start going on golf Twitter and people are freaking out. You know, we need to really roll back the golf ball. We need to change this equipment. This, that, or the other, right? As if this is some sort of black eye to golf.
Yeah.
I remember when the Black Desert, you know, hosted the PGA last fall, people were like, wow, they really shredded it, huh? And I'm like, look, because of the extreme heat that we were having that week and the potential for wind to even bake out a golf course more, the tour had us continue to water the greens up through Wednesday. So Thursday morning, they had no wind, just like this, soft greens, and there's nothing you can do about it. And there was, what, a 60 or 61?
Yeah.
And that's on a golf course they'd never seen before. These guys have seen this golf course before. So I don't care, and I've made the comment, and then I'll say it now. If you don't have any wind and you have soft greens, there's nothing you can do to stop these guys. And this is what you just said. But I think it's cool to watch. It's not as if this is happening every single week. Let's go back. We mentioned there's been 15 times of a sub-60 round because Jim Furyk's got a 58 in there. But, you know, Al Geiberger did it in 77, and then Chip Beck was the next one to do it in 91. So you say, wow, gosh, you know, Al Geiberger was Mr. 59 for a long time, right? But then it was another 8 years till David Duvall did it in 99. And then it was another 11 years until Paul Goidos did and Stuart Appleby did it in 2010. So you have two in 1 year. I remember we were doing the show during all this time. Jim Furyk did it in 13, 3 years later. Then he did it again in 16 when he shot 58. Yeah. And then Justin Thomas and Adam Hadwin both did it on near back-to-back weeks in 2017. Sony Open and American Express. Brant Snedeker in 18. Kevin Chappell in 19. Scottie Scheffler at the FedEx TPC Boston in 20. Twice in 24 last year, we had Cameron Young did it at TPC River Highlands and Hayden Springer at Deer Run. So you got two in 24, and then you got Jake Knapp dropping one in 2025. So it's not, like I said, not happening every day, but when it happens, it's like, why not appreciate the fact that one of the great players in the world got it going and absolutely lit it up. Like, it's just one of those times when you see a player in the NBA score 60. Doesn't happen all the time. Doesn't mean the game's broken. It just means somebody had a special night. And that's what we had with Jake Knapp. I say, you know, stand up and applaud. The guy had a special day.
Yeah, he had a special day. It is right. Talked about his round, and especially talked about those last three or four holes. And, you know, you look at the Bear Trap, 14, 15, and 16. Those are the holes that the guys really grind on coming down the stretch. He made a birdie in there, and then as he got to 16, 17, and 18, he just told himself he needed to continue to play aggressive like he'd been playing the whole round. And he was able to do that, missed about a 18, 20-footer on the final hole to shoot 58. But 59, what a great score, and kudos to Jake Knapp. He beat everybody by four shots, the closest pursuers were four shots behind him. So a great round of golf.
Think you're ready for the PGA Tour? Go out there and fire a 63 on a tough golf course and feel like pretty good about yourself till you look up and you're four shots back. That's the truth of it. Hey, when we come back, Ryan Ballingee is going to join us. He's out in Florida. We'll talk to him about this and everything else. And what do you think? Does golf need to be hard? Is it bad if it's not hard? And what makes golf hard? We still have all of that to cover as well. Thanks for joining us. Brian and Bob, you're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you, and joined now by our good friend from GolfNewsNet.com, Ryan Ballingy, who's somewhere down in the Orlando area playing a little golf himself. What's up, Ryan? How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're good. We're celebrating that we've got kind of opening day. We're calling it opening day or opening day weekend up here in northern Utah. Country clubs are open. Golf courses are open. Snow's melted. It's like pushing 60, which is pretty dang good, especially when you've got sunshine and blue skies and all that kind of thing. So there's a nice feeling. There's a nice feeling about being able to get back out on your golf course when it's been cold and gray and frozen. And, you know, we're not in Florida. I'm not saying it's quite Florida, but it's still something. There's a glimmer of hope.
Well, being down here feels like that glimmer of hope. I mean, we have not had a great winter in the D.C. area. More snow than forecast, cold, a lot of cold weather, not a whole lot of golfing weather. So I haven't played golf in 3 months up until I came down here. So it does feel like rebirth, spring, you know, all that good stuff, that embracing that a little bit more this year.
How many rounds are you going to play while you're there?
We have four. We used to do five on this trip, and then we all realized we hated the fifth round, so we stopped doing that one.
Because you're worn out or what?
Oh, yeah. We were spent. I mean, between the drinking and the golf and the eating, there just didn't need to be a fifth round.
Sound like you're gotten the fifth round after golf, is what it sounds like. So, you know what?
That's a lot more than five rounds, Brian.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Yeah. Well, there's 18 holes in a round, so I just figured, if you've got 18 after, rounds after, anyway, something like that. I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt. So, Ryan Ballingy joined us. So, it is a nice feeling, though, right? I mean, it's one of those, especially for those of us that are in, full seasons, you kind of put the clubs away a little bit. Unless you're traveling, you're stuck and you're not able to get out and play. And it is a relief. That's what I was trying to describe the feeling. And it is a bit of an optimism. It is like a new season feeling, right?
Yeah, I feel it. I mean, I coach basketball in the winter, so I feel like when I'm done coaching basketball, that's when golf's back, because we usually play January, February, and you can play some golf in the D.C. area in those months. But usually March, that's when you first start getting those 60-degree days, and you feel like you can go out there, and you might have to take a jacket off to go play golf. That's the kind of weather I like. And, we're getting to that point in the year now, which is great. And then before you know it, you're playing one, two, three times a week if you're lucky.
Absolutely.
So what did you think about the West Coast? This is the first event this week in Florida. So give us a quick synopsis of the West Coast in your opinion.
I mean, to have Rory win was great. I felt like that was the jump start the PGA Tour needed, because it felt like, no offense to Hideki or anybody who won before Rory, but it just kind of felt like that signature event meant something this year. Felt a little, because it wasn't shortened to 54 holes, no offense to Wyndham Clark, but he got a kind of cheap win last year. This year kind of felt like a bigger deal at Pebble Beach. Like, that was great. Signature event at Torrey Pines, obviously heartbroken for everybody in Los Angeles, but to have that be as good as it was with that leaderboard, with Ludwig winning, that was great. You couldn't have asked for a whole lot more from those two signature events, especially compared to last year. And I think it, excuse me, kind of made the case for the signature events in general, where last year kind of felt at times like, all right, well, I don't know if this is a good thing, cutting these fields down so small, having as many events like this. But then you had the contrast of Torrey for the Farmers Insurance Open and the contrast with the Genesis Invitational. Same venue, same tournament, same, you know, same tour, but much smaller fields, obviously have the, basically have the field size, and it just went smoother and it looked better and it was more fun. So I feel a lot better, honestly, about the future of the PGA Tour, having 100 guys get cards instead of 125, having those signature events with that 72-player minimum, which was a good thing, because of those 2 weeks. Now, of course, that can all change with Florida. You know, you've got API coming up, but it felt like those were, I mean, you couldn't have asked for better momentum from those events.
Ryan Ballingy joining us here. Yeah, I agree. That was great. I mean, big names winning big events is a popular thing, and people like to tune in and watch that. There's no question about it. We certainly saw that from Tiger throughout his career, and Tiger's even in a different hemisphere than most other, if you quote unquote, big golfers. But let's segue that into the Arnold Palmer exemptions. So we find out Ricky Fowler, Gary Woodland, Jordan Spieth not going to get an invitation. And a lot of people are saying, look, and even Sam Saunders was sort of reeling from the fact that they only had 70 players and that they wanted to have more in that field. And those are big names that are lost from what could be a big event, or what is a big event. And yet there's the other side of the coin that Jordan takes a late entry this week into the Cognizant. He's playing for the first time because he didn't get the exemption into the API, which means it's doing exactly what it's supposed to and bring other players to play events that they wouldn't normally play. So with that said, where do you fall? I mean, it would be great to have, in my opinion, I'd love to see maybe 80 or even 100 players competing in those events. But when you're only going to give out 100 cards, I guess you got to limit it somewhere, which is a topic maybe for another time.
Or do you?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. That might be a topic for another time. But where do you go on whether or not they're, you know, this cutoff of three big name quote unquote players not making it into API?
I mean, I've long, since they've come out with this signature idea, I've thought kind of the right number was 90. I don't know why that's in my brain, but I like 90. And if you think about it moving forward, you're going to have 100 tour cards going out there. Well, 90 out of 100. So you're saying if you have a card, you're getting into the signature events practically, you know, 90 out of that top 100 mm-hmm. would basically get in. Maybe that's too much. So I can buy the argument around 72, but it does feel like there should be more. 81 seems like, I mean, that seems like a number that's pretty good. 78, 81. And then you have threesomes for those. I do think there should be more people. I feel like I like the idea though, simultaneously of what you just mentioned of Jordan Spieth said, okay, I'm not in this thing. I'm going to go play the Cognizant. Hopefully I get enough FedEx Cup points to get in the next 5 or next 10 or whatever it needs to be. And you get in API that way. I like that because that, again, that's the point is, all right, if we're going to cut down the number of cards and we're going to cut down the number of playing opportunities for the, unless you're an elite player, you got to go play your way into being elite for a week or for a tournament or whatever. So I'm kind of torn. Like I said, I've come back to that 90 number over and over again, but you get the intended effect of having guys that aren't playing their best, but they're very much name recognizable players going and playing a Cognizant, going and playing a different event because they want to go play for $20 million. So I don't know what the right number is now. I'm kind of torn on that, but I would say closer to 80 than 70.
Well, and a lot of these guys need to get reps because, you know, we've got the Players Championship coming and,
yeah,
you know, that's another big event on the PGA Tour, a signature event, and it's the event for the players on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird seeing all the commercials saying Scottie Scheffler is going for a three-peat after we never had a two-peat, and now, you know, we never had a guy go back-to-back. Now we're like, oh, well, Scottie Scheffler can go for a three-peat this year. Just insane to me. But it does feel like the players continues to take on a little bit bigger of a space, a little bit bigger of a mind space for golf. It's never going to be a major championship. That battle's been lost, but it does feel like we are building toward that too. And in a world where they're going to make that a smaller field next year, that's not 144 anymore. That's 120. So if you're going to go play in a $25 million tournament, the biggest purse outside, basically the biggest purse in golf other than the FedEx Cup, that's going to take on an added significance. So I think they're doing the right things there, but Florida's jammed. I mean, between API and the players, and then you've got Cognizant this week, you've got Valspar, and those aren't Italy tournaments either. I mean, those are kind of player favorite tournaments. If you love PGA National, you go play that event every year. If you love Innisbrook, you go play that event every year. Jordan Spieth loves going to play Innisbrook. So the tour's in, I think, a pretty good place right now. They're still trying to feel out what happens with the 100 guys moving forward. And I guess they'll try to game that out throughout the course of this year, but they're in a good place right now.
Ryan Ballingy joining us. All right. Speaking of numbers real quick, Jake Knapp shoots a 59, the first 59 in Florida on the PGA Tour. That's quite remarkable when you read that headline. It was fun to go back and watch him, the highlights, the fairways, the greens, the putts, the par save. I mean, and he almost was emotionless throughout the whole thing, handled it very, very well. Pretty cool. Like, I'm just smiling watching him pour these things in and act like it's no big deal when he's doing something incredible like he just did. But then there's always the idea that, wow, what are these guys doing? And this is not supposed to be an easy golf course. Why do we always panic when guys go low or do something that we never thought should be done rather than celebrate the accomplishment? And do you think it's cause for panic or celebration?
Well, I think just the reality is these guys are incredible players. And if there's no wind on a golf course that thrives on wind to be challenging, it's pretty easy, which sounds weird to say about a 7,300-yard golf course with water all over it, but that's what it is. This is where we're at. And what you were saying about Jake being basically he missed a 18-footer for 58, and I feel like that was the most emotion he showed through the whole thing was, I didn't shoot 58. I was watching it in a clubhouse on a clubhouse TV that last two putts, and I thought he hadn't shot 59 because he looked so ho hum about it when he put in the putt for 50. I was like, oh, I missed it. Oh, that's a bummer. And then they show 59. Like, oh well, I guess he's just mad he didn't shoot 58. But that there's really no length of golf course until you get to like Torrey Pines length that's going to stop somebody from having a great day on the PGA Tour. From shooting a sub 60 round, there are no courses like that anymore. So, not that I'm saying there's going to be a day where someone shoots 60, 59, 58 at Augusta National or something. I mean, I think that's pretty much impossible. But pretty much everywhere else on the PGA Tour is game for a 59. And in one hand, that takes away the value of a 59 or a 58 or 57 when that day comes. But at the same time, it's still incredible. I mean, we only had 14 of them ever, and they played millions of rounds on the PGA Tour. So I feel like, yes, there are more of them in the last 15 years, certainly. But it still means a hell of a lot to shoot a sub-60 score on a PGA Tour-level golf course. So I don't think anyone should freak out or be upset. These guys are great, and the equipment's really great, and their swings are more optimized than ever. And on a perfect day, which is when these things tend to happen, guys don't shoot 59 when it's blowing 25 miles per hour. It's possible. It's something to celebrate, something to appreciate.
I'm with you. Ryan Ballingy, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your event this week with the fam and everything you're doing. By the way, I assume you keep score. Is there some sort of trophy or award for these 4 days?
We actually have two trophies. Okay. So we have a net Stableford competition called the Cousins Cup, but the main course is the old Greensburg Cup, which is 6 9 hole matches, net match play over 3 rounds. And whoever gets the most points per hole, point per hole if you win, and then you get a point for the match. So we do 6 matches over 3 days. So today is day 2 when we're recording this. And some guys have played themselves out of it, and some guys played themselves into it. So we'll see what happens.
Are you awesome. You on one of those categories?
I I'm in third place in the match play after day one, and I'm in second place in the net Stableford, which is kind of crazy. That shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
But we have guys ranging handicap from 4. We have a special tournament handicap, 4 to 32, and wow. Age ranges of late 20s to mid 70s. And it brings together 3 generations of the family. It's incredible. It's great.
I love awesome. It. I love it. All in the name of golf and good times. Ryan, enjoy it.
Yep.
Thanks for spending a few minutes with us, and we'll catch up to you again.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
You got it.
Thanks, Ryan.
Ryan Ballingy, golfnewsnet.com, interrupting the Cousins Cup. Is that what he called it?
Yeah, Cousins Cup.
That's awesome. 3 generations. That's super cool. So appreciate him taking a few minutes. We will take a short break. We're back after this. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
In a world of too good to be true, every once in a while you experience something that lives up to the hype. That's been my experience at Black Desert Resort. The Tom Weiskopf Championship designed golf course is next level with the PGA and LPGA tours scheduled to play Black Desert. Demand is at an all-time high. Don't miss out on the exclusive opportunity to own real estate at Black Desert. Sign up for details at blackdesertresort.com and learn how you can enjoy year-round family fun in beautiful St. George, Utah. That's blackdesertresort.com.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, advanced bend profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in 2 distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to MountainlandTruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
My name is DJ. I was injured in a car accident. I called Siegfried and Jensen because the insurance company was trying to take advantage of me. Siegfried and Jensen were great at making sure that I was taken care of.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us. Siegfried and Jensen.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Thanks for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Hit us up on Twitter, at Real Golf X. Sorry, tough to get over that one, but at Real Golf is the handle, and you can also search for us where your favorite podcasts are found by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio. And thanks for tuning in, however you access the show. Good to be with you each and every week here on Real Golf Radio, year 26, talking golf with you. Yeah, a lot of cool things coming down the pipe, Bob, when you start looking at the schedule. The Arnold Palmer Invitational, the Players Championship, and the Masters, all on tap. And man, it's exciting. I'm in a good mood today. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just sunshine's out, opening day here in Utah, playing some golf, and I should say Northern Utah, playing some golf and looking forward to some great events. Jake Knapp shooting 59. I liked what Ryan said about that. You know, it's same thing we talked about in segment 1. when guys get it going, there's not a lot you can do. Celebrate when guys do that and just enjoy it. It's unlikely we're going to see it on every single week on the PGA Tour. Here's what you have to do. You have to hit nearly every fairway and green. He missed two of each, and he had just 25 putts. That's it. That's all you got to do. It's not that hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hit 14.
Yeah, and a lot of those putts were probably, you know, inside 20 feet, you know, a lot of 10-footers, that kind of thing. But the thing you have to understand is these guys are so, so good. They have honed their craft, and you're seeing more and more players win golf tournaments, young guys, and you're seeing more and more players hit the ball extremely well and be able to score. And they sneak into the majors in contention, sneak into the big events in contention. And, you know, when something like this happens at 59, you just gotta respect what the guy's able to do with his golf ball, getting around a golf course and making putts. It was phenomenal to see what he did.
Did I read that Brian Campbell and Jake Knapp were roommates back in the day or something like that? Mm. And Brian Campbell won in a playoff last week. We haven't even talked about that, but yeah. that one gave me a little anxiety, Bob. I mean, you got Brian Campbell trying to win for he won 178 or something events, and he finally gets one done. And yep. Then you've got the young kid, the rookie out there, and he's just, all he's done in his whole life is win. And you know, talking about pot geater, and they just, both of them had opportunities, couldn't close the deal in regulation. Then they both had opportunities the first hole, then the second playoff hole. You know, when the guy hits it so bad that it goes off the jungle and back into the fairway, that it's kind of like, well, it might just be your day. And Pot Geeter's standing over there with an iron in his hand, and all he has to do is cover the bunker, and he doesn't.
Yeah.
And he looked like he flushed it too. So I don't know if he just, you know, I wonder, we'll have to ask the caddy about this. But it makes me wonder if was trying to take into the fact that he was juiced, you know, and mm-hmm. maybe he should have taken one more club. I know you don't want to go long there, but yeah, man, he covers that. Likely it rolls up and, you know, and he's got a dub, but that was cool. It was cool to see, you know, what it meant for Brian Campbell to get that done. And his girlfriend was maybe a little overdramatic, but you know, I won't judge too much there. I get it.
He probably didn't think so.
Yeah, he didn't see it. Show some enthusiasm, hon. Well, she had that going. So anyway, but yeah, so that was last week. Then we go right to Knapp shooting 59 this week. And yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. So I want to kind of ask this question. We teased a little bit. We haven't really dove into it. What makes a golf course hard? What makes golf hard? And does golf need to be hard? And the reason I ask this is because I look at pickleball, I want to like give props to pickleball
because other than the scoring, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, it's super. You're right. But maybe that's from the tennis roots, right? I mean, tennis.
Yeah, that's right. It is from the tennis roots. Exactly.
But it talk about a sport that is A, easy, B, accessible, affordable, and anybody can do it. Like, it's just not that, like, it's brilliant. And it doesn't take a lot of time.
No.
And golf is the opposite of all of those things. It's hard. It's expensive. It takes a lot of time and it's not as easily accessible. So, and not everybody can do it. There's a physical component that's required. So, my point is why is it important that golf is hard? Is it bad that guys shoot 59? And what is it that makes a golf course hard? So anyway, I know there's a lot of different ways we can go with this, but what are your thoughts, first of all, on what makes a golf course hard?
Well, I think if you're thinking about a course that is difficult, it's got a lot of hazards. It's got a lot of penalty areas. It's got a lot of bunkers. You know, things that the average player has trouble with. But when you think about guys on the PGA Tour, it's almost like they can't make a golf course hard enough for those guys. And so is that what you want from a steady diet, or do you want a golf course where you can enjoy your experience, play, get around the golf course in a reasonable amount of time, that kind of thing? But Also, weather can make a golf course really hard. Lack of weather this week caused that 59 in the first round. No wind or anything, and the golf course was playing pretty benign. The other thing is dryness. Dryness on the greens makes firmness makes it extremely difficult. And that's why you see it in major championships at Augusta and the PGA and the US Open, as well as the British Open, because they want the golf course to be dry. Players Championship too.
Let me jump in real quick, Bob.
Those types of conditions, yes.
You talk about firmness. One of the things is fairway firmness. So they're talking this week that the overseed is keeping balls in the fairway.
Yes.
But doesn't, by the very same token, doesn't it also slow the golf course down a little bit, thereby making it a little longer effectively?
Yeah, a little longer effectively, but the distances the guys are hitting it and playing now,
it doesn't matter,
really
kind of
counteract that. It doesn't matter. And then when you, by virtue of adding a par five to the mix, giving them an extra stroke and an extra opportunity to make a birdie, then that's what kind of makes things a little bit easier. A par 70 at 7,400 yards is much more difficult than a par 71 at 7,400 yards, because you just give the guys another opportunity to make a birdie.
Yeah. So you mentioned hazards, weather, green speeds and firmness, and you didn't talk about length. But I know that, you know, when you talk about length, you think about Torrey Pines, you think of some of those golf courses. I feel like we have this conversation when you get into some of the classic golf courses in the British Open rotation.
Yeah.
You know, and you say, especially the old course, when we go to the old course, we've seen the guys absolutely shred it, right? I mean, if you don't have any weather or wind at all, guys, obviously they can attack it to pieces. Remember Tiger winning there in 2005, never hit a fairway bunker, you know, never hit a bunker at all. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's remarkable with the amount of pop bunkers and stuff they've got all over the place there. And he just kind of tore it up, and you say, is the old course obsolete? I look, in my opinion, who doesn't love watching an open championship at the old course?
Yeah.
So what does it matter what the score is? Like, if you're watching a great, like, think back to the Lakers and the Celtics, you know, back in the day, or the Lakers and the Bulls, or the Jazz and the Bulls, or, you know, some of these old events that, you know, these old rivalries that you used to see back, you know, back when you couldn't wait. Yep. Like, Celtics-Lakers was classic, right? You know, East Coast, West Coast. Does anybody remember what the score was?
Doesn't matter.
Like, are you like, man, this thing, they only scored in the 80s, or they scored in the 100s, or not. I don't even remember what those scores were. But they were epic battles, and that's all that mattered, right? Did it matter how many three-pointers went down? Did it matter how many dunks there were? You know, the NBA wanted outlawed dunks at one point in time. It was illegal. You know, they didn't have a three-point line all the time. Like, basketball evolved. It's because it's exciting to watch these guys shoot from down. Who doesn't love watching Steph Curry just drain it from downtown, right? I mean, it's great. So I think it's the same thing. Doesn't matter what the score is. Doesn't matter that it's a par 70 or 71. Doesn't matter if he shot 60 or 59 or 58. It's just, what are they able to do out there? And that's what I'm trying to get at. I think maybe we can relax a little bit and not stress out over the fact that somebody's able to tear apart a golf course that's otherwise proven difficult to do.
Yeah. And, you know, I mentioned it before, and I've said it before in this first hour. He still had to hit drives. He still had to hit iron shots into greens, and he still needed to make putts. Okay. He was able to do that four shots better than everybody else in the field. The closest pursuer. He had a phenomenal day, and let's just give kudos to him. He had a phenomenal day. Us as amateurs and playing just regular golf, you know, we don't have to play golf courses like they play. Their golf courses are extremely difficult, and it's been many, many times that we've seen, you know, what would you shoot on a US Open course, you know, as a 10 handicap or a 5 handicap or a scratch player, whatever, what would you shoot? Well, you don't have to worry about that, because you can move forward and play tees that are more fun for your experience and your ability and the way you play the game of golf.
I agree. I wouldn't want to play that. Like, We've had this conversation around Torrey Pines. The South Course is just brutal. Like, why would you ever want to? And
7,800 yards at sea level.
And play it from those back tees? Forget about it. Like, yeah, you know, no. I mean, there's only a few people in the world that could even do it, let alone have fun doing it. I don't think the guys on tour, when they get done with that, they're like, yeah, that was fun. I mean, Alberg obviously had fun winning, but it's tough, right? It's really, really tough. Yep. So, yeah, I look at what should golf be hard? Does it need to be harder? So, I'm going to, in the one vein, it's the game that even though Jake Knapp shot 59, he's, and the caddy, I guarantee will bring this up. He had a putt for 58 and he missed it. And Ryan mentioned that. He goes, he looked like he was all bummed out. But that's because that's the way golf is. No matter how good you shoot, you always feel like he could have done something better.
Yeah.
It's that temporary zone of insanity the caddy likes to mention, right? But yep. that's the beauty of golf is you never win. You never win golf. You might win tournaments. You might win the day. You might win the week. Could be the FedEx Cup champ and win the season. But you never win golf.
Nope.
There's always, you're always chasing. You're always trying to improve. You're always looking to better yourself in some area. I mean, I love to go back to Byron Nelson in the interview we did when he said, you know, before he won 18 times, including 11 in a row in 1945, in his journal he wrote after 1944 that he needed to improve his careless shots and he needed to eliminate chipping poorly. He said he chipped poorly. And so that, I mean, he worked on those things and he had a phenomenal year. There's always something to chase. It's the beauty of the game. It's hard, but it doesn't have to be harder. You just go out and play and you chase. So anyway, caddy's coming up on the back nine. Stay with us. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. Stephen Curry, star guard for the Golden State Warriors, had 56 points, 4 rebounds, and dropped 3 assists in a big win over the Magic, 121-115. Bucks at home against the Nuggets took the W, 121-112. Mavericks get the job done over the Hornets in a big win at home, 103-96. Pelicans on the road in Phoenix defeated the Suns, 124-116. And the GOAT, LeBron James, had a good game against the Timberwolves with 33 points, 17 rebounds, 6 assists, and a Lakers win, 111-102. The latest in NFL action includes the NFL Combine starting this week at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. More than 300 prospects for the 2025 NFL Draft are participating in front of coaches and different scouts. Top prospects to know in the 2025 NFL Draft includes edge rusher from Penn State, Abdul Carter. Next, quarterback and wide receiver Travis Hunter at Colorado. Shedeur Sanders, also a top prospect quarterback out of Colorado. And down in Miami, quarterback Cam Ward. Sanders is not expected to work out at the Combine. Current NHL standings include the Panthers atop the Atlantic Division. Capitals take the Metropolitan Division at the number one spot. In the West, the Jets are sitting at the number one spot in the Central Division, and Golden Knights take the Pacific Division. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2, I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. In 2017, Rick Pitino was banished from basketball, fired by the University of Louisville amid an FBI investigation into allegations of bribery in college hoops. The investigative and enforcement arm of the NCAA would exonerate Pitino in 2022, but with that judgment came an asterisk. Louisville had to vacate its 2013 national championship. It was then coaching purgatory for the nearly 70-year-old for the next 3 seasons. Pitino tried to satisfy his basketball craving by coaching in Europe, but that's not where he wanted to be. It was in 2020, at the onset of the pandemic, the Iona Gaels would contact the former Louisville coach and New York City native and bring him back home. In his 3-year stay in New Rochelle, New York, Pitino would deliver Iona the MAC regular season crown in years 2 and 3 in 2 trips to the Big Dance. In March of 2023, St. John's University president Reverend John Shanley would meet Rick Pitino at Wingfoot Golf Club in Westchester, New York, to talk about the coaching vacancy just 20 miles from the Iona campus. Shanley was prepared to give Pitino a second chance, feeling he had served his penance and was prepared to offer him the job that he would end up accepting. What Pitino has accomplished in his 2 seasons in the borough of Queens matches his past track record. A 20-13 mark last season earned the Red Storm an NIT bid, which they would end up declining. And in typical Pitino fashion, St. John's is having a tremendous second year. Number 7 in the nation at 24-4 by playing solid defense and the attention to detail that has been his trademark. It's been more than 30 years since St. John's has had this type of success. success in exactly 40 years since they've made it to the Final Four, all under legendary coach Lou Carnesecca. By giving a second chance, St. John's is in great position for a first NCAA crown, a position they haven't been in since 1952. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Well, we have 9 more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
2 players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you once again and welcome in. It is the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio. I love this little tune. It's just a happy tune, and gets me fired up for the back nine. Caddy's going to join us coming up on the back nine. Excited about that. Ryan Ballingee, by the way, joined us from his family golf trip in Florida. He and 13 of his relatives, cousins, brothers, whatever, they're all out there. They're out there playing golf. It's like a 35-stroke handicap range or something like that. But they play a modified Stableford, play some 9-hole matches. Over 3 days. It's kind of fun. I love it.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Well, Stableford, too. I like that.
Yeah.
Why not? So, anyway, appreciate you joining us here on Real Golf Radio. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Check out blackdesertresort.com, where you can book preview stays right now, and you can also book a time on the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course, which is scheduled to host the LPGA coming up in May 1st through the 4th. So that's just around the corner. LPGA at Black Desert. PGA will be back in the fall again later in this October. But yeah, so Jake Knapp tearing it up, getting everybody's attention out there on the PGA Tour. First 59 on the Florida swing on PGA Tour history. I mean, that's pretty cool stuff. I don't know why some people are freaking out about it. You know, like, hey, golf's too easy. Golf course too easy. Equipment's too good. Blah, blah, blah. Look, man, the guy had a day. And I'm here for it. Yes, it's pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, he no doubt had a day. And like you said, fun to watch somebody that's at the top of their game, hitting great drives, hitting great shots, and filling the cup up. To me, it's exciting. Are you going to sit on the we've got the 59 watch on? You're going to sit on the edge of your seat. Is he gonna make it? Is he gonna have a chance? Those are all things as a golf fan that's cool about the game and cool to watch when a guy's playing really, really well.
There's a reason they don't throw up a 63 watch. It's a 59 watch. I mean, when stuff happens, because it's unique, it's different. Yeah. You know, it's special, yeah. And people want to tune in for that. You know, I mean, if you got a no hitter going, you got a perfect game going. I mean, 59 is almost the equivalent of a perfect game, almost. Pretty darn close.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? I don't know I don't know if there is a perfect game in golf. That's what we talked about before. That's what makes it so brilliant.
Yep.
All right, we'll talk about it. Just getting started. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Lowe's knows that free is just better.
That's why Mylo's Rewards is free to join. As a member, you earn points towards Mylo's money on eligible purchases, get exclusive free gifts, and earn free shipping at Silver Key status, all on top of weekly member-only deals. Don't wait. Join Mylo's Rewards for free today and start saving more. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Is that a new Samsung Galaxy A15 5G?
Yeah, I got it for free when I joined Cricket Nation.
Sounds pretty great.
At Cricket, anyone can get a new phone when they switch.
Whoa.
With a high-quality camera, meaning more flattering selfies for all. And super fast 5G, so you can post them for all to see. Your friends, your family, your ex. Free phone! Free phone!
Okay, I'll switch.
Welcome to Cricket Nation.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her drive, we just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Hey, welcome back to the show, Brian and Bob. Thanks for joining us. At Real Golf is where you can find us on X. Be sure to give us a follow there and let us know what you think. Join the conversation at Real Golf. And you can also search that same handle wherever your favorite podcasts are found. Appreciate you being with us. Caddy's going to join us coming up here in just a little bit. Talking about the Cognizant Classic, Jake Knapp shooting a 59. Pretty cool stuff. So next week, it's the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Here we are into March, and, you know, it's on, right? You go Arnold Palmer, yep, which also has Puerto Rico playing opposite of that, and then it's on to the Players' Championship. And Scottie Scheffler looking for three in a row. So Scottie will be defending at Arnold Palmer. He'll be defending at the Players.
And three in a row for both.
Is he back-to-back on both?
I think so.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. That's pretty good stuff. So what do you think of this? Like, this is a good stretch. I always talk about how much I love the West Coast, mm-hmm, and how it's kind of sexy and all that kind of stuff with the Stars having put their names on it and so forth. But this is kind of right in there, right? I mean, the way this all shakes out for the Florida swing, I mean, Arnold Palmer, obviously classic, right? Guys, he was the king, all of that kind of stuff. So his hosting there, I love the history. Has the same feel to me as what some of those West Coast events have because of the legendary name associated with it. So I love that kind of stuff. And then you roll it right into the Players' Championship. And that's one that's grown on me. I don't know that I've always loved the stadium course. It's not always been kind of like the iconic venue that you see at some major championships. But it's grown on me. It provides a lot of drama, and obviously there's been some great wins over the years. So I like this stretch. I think it's good. And then you know, you got the Snake Pit at Copperhead Course, and then you kind of go for a little Texas action before a warm up there to the Masters, and boom, there we are.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, you think about, you know, you talked about the Texas, the two events in Texas with the Houston Open and also the Valero Texas Open, which is in San Antonio. Akshay Bhatia won last year to be able to get himself into the Masters. So that was kind of cool as well. But you've got these two signature events coming up with the Players Championship and the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Then you've got two back-to-back also with signature events with the Masters and the RBC Heritage. So this is we're getting into some good, solid golf here in the spring in the months of March and April, and it's just getting better and better, and I'm excited to keep seeing what's happening.
I'm glad you brought up the signature events because that was another topic we touched on in hour number one, but wanted to hit it again. There's some interesting discussion around the fact that at API, some popular names are getting left out. Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Gary Woodland were mentioned. And these are guys that, you know, Ricky's played it 13 times. Woodland's played it 8 times. Spieth played it 3 times. So I kind of get the Spieth thing. He didn't play it until it was a signature event. So probably, you know, but he's Jordan Spieth, right? I mean, he's Jordan Spieth. Which is, by the way, it's great to see him starting to feel like he's starting to get some groove a little bit back in his swings. Game's looking, starting to round out a little bit, hoping that wrist holds up through all of this play. But the signature events, only 70 players. And Sam Saunders, who is the grandson to Arnold Palmer, you might remember him. He played some tour events, you know, years ago and got some exemptions to play in this event and so forth. But, you know, he was saying, look, it sucks for them that they have to leave guys like Ricky and Jordan and Gary Woodland out. But it sucks even worse, in his words, that they only have 70 players. They would like to have more. They would like to have a more of a field. And it's this interesting thing where you've got tour events that are trying to attract the best players in the game. They're trying to attract sponsors. They're trying to attract galleries. And so if you want to have the best players, you got to be a signature event. You got to pony up $20 million.
Yep.
But then you limit and find yourself in a situation like this where three pretty good names are on the outside looking in. And that said, that forces them to go then and play this week. So I see both sides of the coin. And the one, I'd love to see him there because you like to see big names and big events. But you also appreciate that the guys at the Cognizant, those folks are pretty happy to have those guys playing this week.
Yeah.
And they may not have played otherwise.
Yeah. And the thing that you have to understand, it's not because Jordan or the other two guys had a really bad season or something like that. Two of those guys basically were hurt. One had a brain tumor and the other one had a cyst in his wrist that was causing a great deal of pain. And it's just very unfortunate that you don't have them in, because both those guys move the needle a little bit, and to have them part of the event would have been great. Like Sam Saunders said, they just limited with the amount of people that they can have in the event. And unfortunately they had to give spots to some other players, which they haven't been announced yet, but great for them, great for those guys to jump in and play this week. And then they'll be at the Players Championship, you know, and they'll be at Valspar. You know, Jordan will probably be at Valspar. And then you've got a couple more events, and then you're at Augusta. So,
well, and Texas is big for Spieth, obviously, too.
Yep,
so,
yep,
you know,
exactly.
He's looking for the number of starts that he's got dialed in to be able to be, you know, in hopefully in peak competitive shape when he gets to Augusta. That's what everybody's doing right now. Not to discount any of the events between now and then, but you want to peak at Augusta. You want to win the Players. You want to win Arnold Palmer. You want to win this week. You want to win every week. But you do want to peak for the Masters. There's no question.
Yep. And, you know, Jordan Spieth has played a few events so far this year. Coming off of his injury, he slow played his way to his starts, and when he was going to start the year, and for his results, he's done okay. He's played three events. He's made two cuts and he's missed one cut, and he's had a top 10. He's had a top 10 in his last finish. And so he's rounding into some good form. And based on that finish when in San Diego at the Genesis, based on that finish where he was kind of in the mix of things, I've read some articles that he's like totally flying under the radar and could be in quite good shape at Augusta.
Well, you're talking about Phoenix, not Genesis. He missed the cut at Genesis.
Oh, Phoenix. But you're right. Phoenix.
At Phoenix, yes. Yeah. I mean, he tied for fourth. He was right there. Yep. 68, 65, yep. 67, 68. Yep. He came back the next week, and it was 76, 74. And you know, you have to wonder, golf course like Torrey, you know, too, you know, and does that make him a little nervous? Does he flinch a little bit out of that deeper rough with that wrist, mm-hmm. you know, not wanting to injure that wrist? I mean, let's not forget, Phil says it's dangerous. Really is some of that long rough. So, yeah, you never know. But Jordan, yeah, coming off of a tough year when he had that injury. Let's see. I wanted to go to Jordan in 2024. Played 22 events, just three top tens. Yeah, I mean, third of the century right out the gate, tied for sixth at Phoenix, which he likes that place, obviously. DQ'd at the Genesis. Did not really. Oh, that's right. That's right. He got disqualified. I forgot about that whole deal.
Yeah.
And then after opening,
he went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And didn't sign his card.
Gets disqualified after opening with 66.
Yeah.
And he misses the cut at the Genesis. So Genesis might not be his favorite. But last year, he tied for 30th at Arnold Palmer before missing the cut at Players and Valspar, tied for 10th at Valero. And that gave us a lot of hope. Like, we're like, okay, two missed cuts. But look, tied for 10th at Texas. Here he is coming into the Masters. He loves this place. And he promptly went 79-74 and missed the cut at Augusta.
Right.
So, you know, obviously there was something up. And that wrist was kind of hit and miss. And the rest of the year was just like that for him. And so Jordan Spieth, one of those players that when he's got it going, he's super fun to watch. I know he's a little quirky and fidgety and all that kind of stuff, but he has great conversations with his caddy, hits some great shots, plays golf his way. And that's something that you love to see. You know, it's a little bit it's his own game. And you hope he, through all this stuff, he's able to maintain that, doesn't try to get too robotic through all that. At least that's my hope.
I agree. 100%.
I like seeing that 100%. Flying elbow out there.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see what he can do, especially coming off of that surgery. I'm excited to see what Scotty's going to do. He's shown flashes of brilliance so far with his game, finishing second there at, was it San Diego where he finished second? With Scotty?
Yeah.
He had a second place finish. He finished runner up. But after his surgery with his palm and that kind of thing, that's great to see. And here we are sneaking into those events, those signature events. We're going to see more and more of those guys, and especially Scotty. So we'll see what happens. Remember, we said five. Is that the over under?
That was what you put it at. Yeah, you took the over on five. Yep. Yeah. I think I took the under, but. He tied for third at the Genesis. With the final round 66, tied for ninth at Pebble. So two of the three events, look, his worst finish is at Phoenix where he tied for 25th. So he's got a ninth, a third, and a 25th. I mean, that's pretty good when you had to have surgery on your hand and it delayed your start. So, hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, America's favorite caddy will join us. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627.
Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Caddy joins us weekly right here on Real Golf Radio. Last week he pointed out that they had the little squeaky thing when it said bag rats, but I think it's because he's always just focused on the Do you just replay that? You just replay that over and over, Caddy? You have that set on. Is that your ringtone?
I can either confirm or deny any information at this time.
He loves that. Then there are caddies, baby.
Wow.
such a good open. Huh?
So just FYI, Jake Knapp, did not hit the longest drive on the 18th hole yesterday.
Okay.
So Mr. Norman had hit it 341 and had 188 for his second shot. Jake Knapp had 200 yards for his second shot. So,
dang it.
Looked like he screwed the 7-iron in there to me. I don't know. Maybe it was the 6.
Isn't that crazy how far these guys hit it?
Oh, man.
And it's not just with the driver. It's with every club in the bag.
You know how every generation moans and groans about the younger generation and they don't work hard and they're lazy. And if you go back every generation, you can find reports of everybody saying the exact same thing. So we know we're just grumpy old men. However, I will say this. Bob, when we came out, the old guys weren't groaning about how far the young guys were driving it versus before. That wasn't a thing until the Pro V1 came out. Wasn't a thing. Now, you talked about how long Daly or Tiger hit it, but that was one guy. Or Davis Love, right? But that was one guy. Not everybody. So that
about
it actually has changed.
Freddie Couples, he was boom, there. Boom.
Boom, boom was in there.
Yeah, one. Yeah, Freddie could hit it 30 by a short hitter. 20 by a short hitter back then. Now a short hitter is 60 yards behind a long hitter on the tour.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's really that. So anyway, caddy has a theory on golf course difficulty. Big theory of golf course difficulty.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to hear it because this is something we've been talking about. I like Jake Knapp shooting the first 59 on the Florida swing on the PGA Tour. It's like, seems like, wow, that's something that ought to be celebrated. And yet there's always the side that goes, ooh, man, these guys are getting too good for the golf courses.
Courses are easy.
Well, yep. You know, one of the guys I caddied for once shot 59 in a pro-am and then changed putters the next day. But that's another story. So, first of all, the main reason Jake Knapp was able to shoot a low score was because what's my favorite thing to talk about? How soft is the golf course?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Number two, no wind. So soft golf course, no wind. I don't care where you play. You can go play Oakmont, set up for the U.S. Open. Someone's going to shoot 65. It's just how it is. So, however, let's continue on a more global conversation about, you know, the existential state of the game and things like that. So if we go in the tour statistics, I'm about 98% sure this is the case. If you look at par 3, par 4, and par 5 stroke average, par 3s are over par, and they're always the hardest holes. And you'd ask yourself, you're never in the rough on a par 3 when you tee off, right? You get a nice lie. Yep. You get a flat piece of ground. You can put it on a tee. You can put it anywhere you want within reason around the tee markers. How come they're the hardest shot? How's that the hardest shot? Well, what's the difference in par threes? That's an approach shot to the green. So you have an approach shot to a par five, which is your third shot. And you have an approach shot to a par four, which is your second shot. And an approach to a par three, which is your first shot. Unless you're playing sixing at Cypress and you're lining up, but that's another story. Throw that out. So, yeah, let's not go down the sidebars with the caddy here. So, basically, I believe, now this is also a belief, I don't know this for sure, but I'm pretty darn sure that the par threes are just simply significantly longer approach shots than par fours and certainly par fives. I would venture the average approach shot to a par four on the PGA Tour is an 8 or a 9 iron. And I would venture the average approach shot to a par three is a 6 iron. It's massively different.
Mm. Yeah.
So that leads us to the reality that if you want to make a course tougher, you have to make it longer. And then the retort to that might be, well, they lengthen out the courses on tour and they play the long courses and they're still shooting low. And I would argue that there is no long course on the tour. We don't have one. We've never played a long course for like the last 10 years. We haven't had a long course. Name the PGA Tour course that's over 8,000 yards that we played.
There aren't.
Majors, there aren't any. And nope. The reality is you have to stretch a course about 10% from what was long in 1990, which was 7,200, right? 7,200 was long mm-hmm. back in the day. And so that's now 8,200 yards. It's over 8,000 yards, roughly. It's a little more than 10%. So we have not played a long golf course on the tour. We should try to play an 8,000-yard course and see what the scores look like.
Yeah, but none of them are that long, though.
Well, that's my point. We haven't even tried it.
Yeah.
If you're hitting 7, 8s, and 9s, all things being equal, versus when you used to hit 4, 5s, and 6s, here's a great hole, Bob. You'll identify with this one. Number 9 at Firestone. You remember 9 at Firestone? It had the hill in the fairway.
Yep.
That kind of, and there were a few bombers who could occasionally hit it on top of that hill and get over the hill and have like a 9 or 8 iron in there. But most of the time, you're hitting into that hill. It kicked to the right. It was a tough fairway to hit, and you're hitting like a 4 or 5 iron off that kind of uphill lie. And ball below your feet, and you got a green that's 20, 22 yards deep with a false front. How hard is that shot?
Yeah.
And nobody has that shot anymore on tour, anywhere, at any time. And then when Firestone, when guys started bombing it, they moved the tees back, And guys were still hitting it over that hill and hitting a wedge in there. So imagine hitting a wedge to that green. That's not that hard a shot, but try hitting a 5-iron off an uphill lie with the ball below your feet to that shot. That's the difference. That's why the scores are so much lower.
Yep.
Easier approach shots. That's the caddy's thought.
Easier approach shots.
Yep. Them's the caddy's thought.
Okay. So let me, to those points, is that a negative thing in your mind?
I don't know. I mean, that's a great question. Because the real issue isn't necessarily, you know, take all the complaints you might have about golf. Is golf significantly worse now to watch as a spectator on TV, which is mostly what matters, or in person than it was 5, 10, 20, or 30 years ago? I would argue that golf's pretty popular. I think a lot of people watch it. I think it's still a lot of fun to watch on TV. Doesn't necessarily matter to me that they're hitting wedges and nines on every hole. The competition's still pretty good. And when you go out to a tournament in person, one of the coolest things is watching someone physically do something that you just can't do. Mm-hmm. That's why we like events, right? Because these guys can do stuff we just can't do, which is fly at 330 over that bunker, especially when only a couple guys can do it and they're special, right? If everybody hits it 330, 330 doesn't mean anything anymore. But if only two guys hit it 330, it's like the kid putt-guider in Mexico. I mean, how much fun was it watching that? And everybody's, you know, and Bryson when he comes out and he's flying it. That's really cool. That's great for golf. All that Daly when he came out and he was longer than that's great for golf. So I don't think there's a whole lot wrong with it, really. If the slow, you know, slow play is an issue when you go to a tournament watching in person, it is. I was at Castle Pines watching it really didn't come into play there, but it's a 70-man field with twosomes and it really wasn't too bad. It was like, the pace seemed normal to me watching that course, but I did go to another one a couple years ago and it was brutal watching these guys play a par five. They took so long. And I was like, oh, man, I can't watch this. You don't really get the slow play problem watching on TV. You know, the issue is when do we finish the round, right? That might be an issue. But I don't know. I'm more like, I kind of look at it saying, I don't really think there's a whole ton wrong with the way things are going to the point where you'd want to blow up stuff and possibly damage something that's actually been working pretty well and you didn't realize it until it's been damaged, such as reducing fields a lot. My fear is you're not developing the next Scottie Scheffler because he can't play anywhere. You know, when you take 20 guys away, I worry about that a little bit.
I think it's fair assessment.
No doubt.
To your point distance, by the way, the tour average right now is 303.4.
The average distance. So my first year caddying was 1989. Tom Pertzer led at 287.
Pot Geeter's leading right now at 327.
Yeah, so that's 40 yards longer. Yeah. 40 yards longer than Pertzer in 89. 40. So there you go. What's a long par four, Bob? When we were coming out of college, what was a really long par four? 440.
430.
440, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything. And so it seemed like anything over 400 to anything over 420 was a long par four.
Long par four. And yeah. And so now that translates now. So let's say it was 440 was about as long as you'd get back then, maybe 445, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to, Pat Geyer is 40 yards longer. That's what I mean. That par four is now going to be the long par four now has to start at 480, not at 440. That's just how it is. I mean, it's just because of the equipment and the ball and the physical conditioning and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the training and everything. Yep.
Yeah, the training. Well, you know, that's another big deal too, because the guys figured out a couple things. First, they figured out the physics. And then they figured out, well, actually, they figured out getting stronger was actually a good thing because no one used to do that. Even Norman. Right. Remember, Norman was totally into it, but nobody really globbed on like they did once Tiger started doing it.
Yeah.
And then the physics guys come in and they show you how to pressure the feet and do it. You work with the forces and jump off the ground. And all of a sudden, everybody's leveraging it 5 miles an hour faster. All of a sudden, just by look, I went to a guy who's probably one of the best in the world on pressure mats. And in one swing, I got 10 yards longer just by doing something different. And literally in one swing, repeatable. It was crazy. And, I mean, that's, you know, that's because I had deficiency. If I had been good, I wouldn't have gotten any longer. But these guys, speaking along those lines, I did hear something that, of course, I cannot reveal my sources. But I did hear an interesting comment from someone who got this from the inside camp. So Xander Schauffele, as we know, got longer with the driver from 24 to 20, from 23 to 24.
Uh-huh.
And of course, and you heard about Como working with his swing and he got a little more, you know, squared up at the top versus laid off a little bit, basically was the mechanical difference. And so I was talking about that going, that's pretty cool. And they said, oh, it wasn't actually a swing change. He worked out significantly more in the gym and got a lot stronger. And that lengthened his swing and just made that happen. It actually wasn't a change they really did. It just happened from physically putting in hours in the gym. So cool. I thought that was pretty cool. It was a pretty reliable source. Let's just put it that way. Who said that's what really happened.
Interesting.
So,
I mean, I experienced that firsthand 2 years ago. I did that and it was amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. You are perfect living proof of two things, BT, because this is cool too. Cause how many people
watch out, Brian,
things, two things I'm living proof of. I can't wait to hear this.
Well, how many people do something and really have a successful improvement? Like you had a noticeably great summer and you know, you did two things. Number one, you made a little swing change to get your mechanics a little better. And you spent a lot of time in the gym and did some speed training and you had a great summer. And then you didn't do it last year and you didn't do as well. And I mean, there it is right there. Proof's in the pudding. Those two things worked for you. And if you want to get better at golf, you probably can't go wrong working on your physical body because it's a physical game. Swinging a golf club is a physical activity. And you need strength, flexibility, balance, all that stuff. That's probably, just think about it. I mean, how many people really make an effective swing change in their life? Like 0.1%? It doesn't happen very often, right? Nobody really does it, works on. Brian, you did it. That's pretty cool. But most people, but who wouldn't benefit from, tell me how you would not benefit from being physically better.
Yeah, there's no question. Hey, hold that thought. We got to take a quick break. Can you hang on? We'll do more with the caddy coming up next. Plus, I got some other questions about these upcoming golf courses. We'll get a look into the Arnold Palmer players and that much more with the caddy next right here on Real Golf Radio. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tea times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more.
Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center. Or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor for my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X are the best performing, most consistent in the game. So how does the best get better? You start by listening to the best players in the world. You experiment, iterate, validate. You trust the best process to create the best golf ball the game has ever known. The all-new Pro V1 and Pro V1X. More speed off the tee, more control with your irons, more spin with your wedges, and more opportunity to shoot your lowest scores.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, continuing with America's favorite caddy. You're dying to say something. Go for it, caddy.
So being the outside-the-envelope devil's advocate personality that I am, I will say one thing about the working out part. Steve Pate had one of the greatest lines I've heard. He walked into the fitness trailer, and Steve was, you know, he wasn't a fat guy, but he had a little belly on him, right? He walks in there, and he says, "That's it. I'm not working out anymore. I pulled a muscle and hurt myself and missed 3 weeks." And it dawned on me. You ever heard anybody miss a tournament because they pulled fat? I'm going back to fat.
That was pretty funny.
No, but if you're a little tight, you're going to pull that muscle, though, whether you've been working out or not. I had one of those feelings. I did a little cat skiing this week, and it reminded me how much I need to go spend more time in the gym. So
you skied on cats?
Thank you. Jeez. They're just rolling today. Wow. Welcome to the Real Golf Comedy Hour, starring Bob and the Caddy.
What do the girls say? Meow.
Oh, wow. Here we go. Here we go. Wow. Yeah. Well, speaking of, if you want to see a little bit better version of my experience cat skiing, you could go to Chelsea Handler's social page. And she had her 50th birthday party at the same mountain that we went and skied up in Idaho. And she
awesome. She
filmed it with a bunch of her girlfriends. And they had a unique ski outfit. I'll just put it that way. So
unique.
Oh, I can't even imagine that. Is this NSFW?
No.
Okay.
No, just bikini skiing is all. Cat skiing, bikinis. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. I know everybody's piqued their interest.
I'm just picturing the three of us skiing in Speedos, and it's not. I'm gonna need
it's
therapy.
It's not pretty.
I'm gonna need therapy.
No, well, that's the wrong picture. That was not the one I was trying to paint there. So anyway, all right. So
I digress.
So we've been talking with the caddy about. So Jake Knapp shoots 59, first 59. By the way, why is it? Why do you suppose first 59 on the Florida swing?
Yeah, that was interesting to hear.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I'm gonna go mostly. Well, first of all, what courses do we tend to play? We play Innisbrook, Bay Hill, PGA National, and TPC Sawgrass. Those are four of the hardest courses on tour.
Yeah.
First of all. And it's often windy.
Yes.
And so that's probably the main reason. And it's not like Doral was ever easy when we played Doral. We basically have played no easy. We don't play an easy golf course in Florida. And by the way, if you think PGA Nationals not that hard, I would probably wager a bet with any of our listeners who are, say, a 6 handicap or worse. Let me see you break 90 from the back tees on perfect conditions at PGA National.
With really?
Even better.
It's a tough golf course.
Let me see you survive the round with less than 5 golf balls.
That's the gauntlet.
You're going to water it.
We might have to do this.
You're going to water a half a dozen there if you're not a low handicapper. Easy.
So what's going to be harder, getting a tee time to set it up with one of our 6 handicap listeners to experiment this, or actually getting a perfect day again there without any wind?
Well, see, that's a time of year thing, because right. you can get the perfect days in the summer, and if you can handle 95 in humid.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the thing, though. I'm going over under half a dozen balls on the average on golfers who play PGA National. Over under half a dozen balls every round, every player.
All right, so you're talking 6 handicaps. He's losing 6 golf balls, and he's not breaking 90. And Jake Knapp went out and shot 59. Tees.
Yeah.
Well, he's not breaking 90 from the back tee. I don't know if he's going to lose 6 balls. But a 6 handicap, yeah, that's a tough break 90 from back there.
Mm.
That course is all you want.
I love that.
I don't care how. That's a tough one.
I love that. That's great perspective.
Yeah.
When a guy like Brendan Todd, under pretty benign conditions, shoots 11 over par at that golf course. Yeah.
Well,
Brendan Todd's a good player.
That's a good point.
And I got to tell you, that round of golf, not having known anything about it except what you just told me, right?
Yep.
Tour player, multiple winner, that good, yep. A little off his game.
36 holes, he shoots plus 11.
He's way better than a 6 handicap. Way better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's way like better.
Galactically better. Right?
Yeah, and he's only, what, 24 shots behind the leader?
Yeah. Brendan Todd having the worst day of his life gives how many shots to a 6 handicapper having the best day of his life? 5?
At least.
5? 3 aside, at least.
Yep.
Right? So there's your
We got to give Brendan Todd a little. Bob, you said 11 over, but that wasn't for one round.
That was 36
rounds.
Holes.
Okay.
That was 36 holes. 11 over.
So, but to compare it, he shot 77 the same day that Jake Knapp shot 59.
Correct.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So I'm still, you know, the 90s a little bit probably out of control on the 6 handicapper, but 85 is not out of control at all. So I'm taking Brendan Todd, worst day of his year, probably the worst day of his last 3 years, shooting 77. I'm still having him. My money's on Brendan Todd. He's given the 6 handicapper
10 shots.
Eight shots, yeah.
Give him having 10 shots, worst, I'd take Brendan Todd.
Maybe 10 on average, right? Yeah. No, yeah. It's like you play a pickup basketball game, maybe against some pretty good players and this and that, and you go and it's like step on the floor with high-end college or a couple pros, you're not even getting a shot off. You're probably getting the ball stolen as soon as you touch it every time. It's a different game. It's a different game on these guys play.
It is a different game. That's for sure.
Well, I could tell the story about when Bob lost to Ernie Els by 18 shots in a tournament. And then I tried to tell him that he's closer to me and so that I could beat him or he wouldn't beat me by 18 shots. And then he did in 2 rounds instead of 3.
Well,
that's
why Bob owns multiple houses, because you put money on it. And, you know,
hey, we got a couple minutes left, Caddy. We got Arnold Palmer coming up next week. Tell us about Bay Hill. How would you describe Bay Hill? What are the players facing? And then lead that into the Players' Championship in a couple weeks' time.
Well, so we just were at Bay Hill a couple days ago. And the rough there is beyond U.S. Open rough. Mm. Now, will they cut it? Bay Hill has become, it always was kind of a hard course, but it's like it's legit, man. It is always very difficult. And a lot of it has to do because they can't hit it out of the rough there like they can hit it out of the rough at most places. And it was really, really, really tough a few days ago. So we'll see what happens with that.
So what you mean by not being able to hit it out of the rough, it's Bermuda rough and the ball drops to the ground?
No, it's that overseed stuff, right?
Oh, so okay. So it's sticky.
Like thick, it's like the thick rough you get up at Wingfoot for the U.S. Open type rough. And the ball just goes down in there and you just, you know, the number one thing that impressed me caddying on tour was the physical strength some of the guys had to hit a 6 or 7 iron out of rough that even a really good college player can only wedge it out of, right? There's just a handful of guys who are really good at that. And a lot of the guys now are strong enough to do that, but it's amazing how good these guys can hit a ball out of the rough, physically can do it. It's just so impressive. But Bay Hill is, they can't do it out of that rough. It can get that difficult there. Just like they can't do it out of certain U.S. Open rough conditions. Torrey Pines can be like that, believe it or not, with their rough. Mm-hmm. Their rough can be legit. Really legit penalizing rough. So
Scotty,
I think Bay Hill likes being difficult. They embrace it, right? They want it to be a real test, and they've got it if they want it. Now of course we still have to go with the Mother Nature and does it rain. So but it's right there. It should be awesome.
Scottie Scheffler shot 6 under par in the final round, won by 5 shots at 15 under over Wyndham Clark, who was the only other player in double digits at 10 under par. Will Zalatoris finished at 7 under par. Shane Lowry, at 9 under par. Will Zalatoris and others at 7. So, yeah. By the way, Brendan Todd tied for 6th at 5 under par. So, there you go. Just drop that in there. Caddy, good stuff as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk a little players preview next week.
And I might add, Bay Hill's a par 72, and they're still not shooting that far under. Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the caddy. Little twofer. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Dave Glauser, our producer. Thanks to Ryan Ballinger, who joined us in hour number one. At Real Golf is where you can find us on X. For Bob Casper and Dave Glauser, our producer, I'm Brian Taylor. We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.